Welcome in to the Kicking It with the Colonels podcast, the official podcast of EKU Athletics. Wes and KJ back with you here for another season. And our first guest of the new season, linebacker Cam Jesse. Glad to have you, Cam. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so just starting off, you know, how we do every podcast. We start off with the This or That section, sponsored by UK Sports Medicine. These are going to be 10 rapid-fire questions. They're going to be no-brainers, so just answer whatever comes to your mind first. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So first, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Coffee or energy drink?
Energy drinks.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Stay up late or wake up early?
Stay up late.
Case or Stratton?
Stratton.
Turf field or grass?
Turf.
Warm up music or silence?
Warm up music.
Day game or night game?
Night game.
Pick six or sack?
Pick six.
And this one's not rapid fire, but what's your go-to sack celebration?
My go-to sack celebration. Wow. I mean, you know, I haven't really had one.
We're manifesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually a hard one. What I used to do in high school, I really would just get hype and jump up around like I didn't know, like I hadn't been there before.
Too excited to celebrate. Yeah.
Calm. Well, hopefully we get to see a lot of those this year.
Yeah, for sure.
For people that may not know you a little bit off the football field, how would you describe yourself?
I'd probably say I'm more of like a laid back guy. I mean, I'll get to know everybody and I'll talk to everybody, but when I get like back to my dorm and everything, I'm more like to myself and everything. I don't go out or anything. Love to play video games. I'll say that.
What's your go-to game?
Right now? It's probably Minecraft right now.
Minecraft? No way. That's actually, you do not see football players playing anything but sports. So that's actually crazy.
What was young Cam like growing up?
I was a hard on my sleeve type of guy. I was very sensitive, very, you know, very shy. But, you know, I feel like as I've grown up, I've grown into myself more. And I'm not the same person I was when I was younger. I'll say that.
That probably is a good thing. I'm not saying anything bad about it, but like just good. And I think everybody can say that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like being sensitive as a guy is always frowned upon, but I feel like to have that trait young, like is always a great thing, especially for the ladies, but we don't have to talk about that. So what would you say contributed to becoming who you are today the most?
I'd say who I surrounded myself with, and obviously, you know, you don't get to choose your parents, but I was very blessed to have my mom and my dad, who are both great people. I look up to them, you know, with all my heart. And I would say, you know, both of them really shaped who I am today.
Mm-hmm. What did you want to be when you were a kid? What was your dream job growing up as a kid? Was it that NFL star? Or was it something different?
I don't exactly know if it was an NFL star, because I didn't really start like getting into football like that until probably seventh grade. But when I was growing up, I played video games all my life, and I kind of wanted to be a YouTuber, like a streamer or something.
Out of the cards though?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, unless it's like you know how like Tyreek Hill streams and stuff. Yeah. Like if I want to go to the NFL now, of course, and you know, if that happens, and I mean, I could do that, like how he does it.
What would you say, like, outside of football that you're really passionate about?
Learning. And, you know, we have pride, and not to bring football back into it, but, you know, pride is being the best version of yourself. And I want to be the best version of myself in everything that I do. And learning is just so fascinating to me. Like, that's why, I mean, not to brag, but, like, I feel like I'm a good student. And not just inside the classroom, but I like to learn about stuff outside the classroom that I find fascinating. Like, I'm taking A&P right now in the human body, and I just find that really, I mean, I'll use the word again, fascinating, because that's what I want to do when I grow up. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know everything.
Yeah. And for the ones at home, he says he doesn't want to brag, but he was actually the valedictorian at his high school. So I feel like you have some places to brag about.
Well, I'll say something about that. So I went to Manual, right? Mm-hmm. Number one public education, Kentucky. I'll say that. But they gave everybody valedictorian over 4.0.
Oh.
Yeah. I put that on my resume, like valedictorian. Wow. But I didn't need to know that. If I was valedictorian, I had the sash and everything.
I was going to ask you about your speech. Like, were you nervous for your speech? But apparently you didn't have to give one. But it looks good on the resume.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. That is incredible. See, you only learn stuff like this on the podcast. You mentioned your parents earlier. Who Is it them or somebody else that's had the biggest influence on your life so far?
That's a heater. That's a big question. I would probably go back to my parents. I mean, they're both just so loving and they care for people. And I feel like, you know, that's one of the biggest traits that I have as a person. I just got to go with my parents.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, do you have any siblings or anything?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I have 4 siblings now. Used to have 6. I won't make the joke that I usually make. My mom will know that. My younger two are adopted, and so we're big into foster care. Mm-hmm. So I had 2 more younger siblings, but you know how foster care goes and everything like that. Yeah, I have a big family.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you needed to explain that last part a little bit.
So. Yeah, yeah, I can't. Yeah.
You grew up with family roots at EKU. Everybody kind of knows now a little bit about your dad playing football here at EKU and just how that experience was like. What stories do you remember him telling you about just his time at EKU? Probably some you can't share, maybe.
Some I can't share on the air, but a lot of them were just about winning. And it goes back to the E2W, and that's expected to win, and that's our standard. And, you know, we haven't beaten the FBS team in a while, but, you know, going back to then, they were doing that all the time. And I just want to bring that back to EKU. I mean, and he told me a lot of stories about the dog, if you guys know what the dog is, because he was a manager there, and there's a lot of fun stories there.
The dog being the restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was open like 2 or 3 years ago for like one random night.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you go to that?
No.
Not.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the dog. That is a new one for me. So, with your dad playing before you, do you think that's kind of influenced you at all when it came to your decision on where to go to college?
I can say no all I want. And, you know, I had a couple offers out of high school, but EKU was definitely my, you know, my best opportunity and where I felt at home mm-hmm. most. So I'll say a little bit. Yeah, definitely influenced it. Mm-hmm.
Visiting with linebacker Cam Jesse here on the Kicking It with the Colonels podcast. And how important is it for you to, I know your dad obviously played here and has a huge influence on you, but how important is it for you to set your own path?
100%. Like I was just saying, I could say no all I want. I mean, yeah, I can say no all I want about his influence, but also I want to be my own person. And I chose EKU for my own decision. It was my own decision, right? We don't play the same position or anything. I'm a better player than he was. I'm better looking than him and all of that. But, it's great to follow in his footsteps at EKU, but I'm gonna make my name known for myself for sure.
And how do you think that's gone into just, or what am I trying to say? What I was going to ask is, what was the biggest thing outside of your father that made you choose EKU?
I'd probably say it was the coaching staff. I mean, Coach Johnson, Coach Watson, they all came to my games and everything. And I mean, I've known them for years. I would say the coaching staff. And I love their style of coaching, I'd say.
What does it mean to you to put on that EKU uniform every time you do on Saturday and when you go out to practice? What does that mean to you?
I mean, I feel like it means the things that we've gone over. It's a standard. You know, we expect to win. Our core values are our pride, our passion, toughness, our purpose. It's everything that those words represent. That's what it means to put on that uniform and everything that's came before us too, right? Like I'm talking about that standard with my dad and everything. But there's been thousands of players that have come through EKU, and putting on that jersey is not only playing for me, my family, my brothers, and this team, but it's also playing for the people that have come before us.
What's one thing that you wish these fans knew about the football team this year versus the ones in the past?
I mean, we're going to keep harping on it. And you guys have heard this. It's the brotherhood. I feel it's so much different this year. And I was on an interview last week, and he asked me basically the same question. And he wanted me to give an example. And can I give you guys an example?
Go for it.
All right. So you guys have heard of Clash of Clans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we started a clan on there, and we couldn't do that last year. I don't feel like we're just so much more connected. And, there's one thing I can't share, but we're definitely more connected in that aspect.
Through the game of football, I feel like that is a sport, maybe even more so than any sport, that really teaches you some life lessons. What are some of those life lessons that the game has taught you?
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. I always like to say, I don't remember who I got it from, but football is just life into four quarters. One of the biggest things that I think it teaches is toughness, right? And we talk about that a lot. We do it with our fourth quarter drills and everything. But just to keep on pushing, regardless of, we don't watch the scoreboard, we don't do anything like that. We just keep on pushing towards, till the whistle's blown dead.
So, Cam, you were voted team captain as a sophomore. What does that mean to you?
It means the most out of anything so far, I would say. My teammates are the only ones who have seen everything that's happened from January to now. Mm-hmm. And for them to say, oh, we want you to lead us, or we want you to be the voice, we want you to be the medium. It's the highest level of honor that I feel like you could hold on the team.
And I think it means a little more because it is peer voted too.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, definitely. So take me through your position as a linebacker. What goes through your mind right before a ball is snapped? I'm sure it changes every play because every play is unique and different, mm-hmm. but what's your mindset right before that ball snapped?
You want me to take you through like what I'm thinking as soon as I line up?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So, first of all, I'm thinking about, just big things like what quarter is it? How much time's left? And I'm not going to think about this the whole time, but you got to know what kind of situation you're in. Right. Then I'm going to look at the personnel, their formation, how I'm supposed to set the defense. Right. Then obviously I'm going to get the call because I have the green dot. I'm supposed to be the one that relays the call to everybody. I'm going to look at the formation, make any checks that we need to make. Right. And then now that I see the formation, I made the checks, I'm lined up where I'm supposed to be. Now I'm thinking, what with our film study, what formation is this and what do we expect to see out of this formation? Mm-hmm. Are there any keys that I can see, like depending if there's splits, like the wide receivers and everything, the O-line and the tight end and where the back is and all that. And I'm also, what was I going to say? I got to make our pre-snap like communications and stuff with our other people, like not just the calls, but when we call this, who do I have to communicate with and what am I going to say to them? And then I'm going to read my keys before, which would be, our triangle, our H, everything like that.
So how do you keep focus when you're thinking about all those things?
You got to take it one step at a time. You can't think too far ahead and you can't skip a step.
The green dot, for those that don't know it, is that player to coach interaction in your headset. I there's certainly stuff you don't want to share on that, but what's those conversations like? Because I imagine they're just very unique.
So most people have a misconception that I can talk back to them.
Right.
Can't. Yeah. I really wish I could. Yeah. There would be
maybe eventually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that would be a little crazy. Head. Yeah. Get you a little microphone.
For the most part, just get the plays and he tells me stuff that I should like relay to a certain person, like, oh, tell him to get on the line or something. And then he also cusses me out sometimes.
That's just coaching love.
Yeah.
So you have a linebacking coach, right?
Yes.
How has he or she, probably he, impacted your like journey here at EKU?
All right. So last year was Coach Johnson. Coach Johnson was the linebacker coach. But now with Coach LeBlanc leaving, Coach Johnson went to the D-line. Mm-hmm. And we got a new coach, Coach Buff. He came from Kentucky. I think it was 13 years of Kentucky as safeties coach. And he's brought it. Really, there's an intensity, a fire that he has to him, and I'm really glad we have him because, I love Coach Johnson, really do. Coach Buff, he has the attention to detail mm-hmm. that just it at some points it feels like, oh my gosh, why are we doing this? But then you look in the NFL and you're like, wow, that's what we just did. That's the drill that we just did, and we see in game, and we're like, yeah, he knows his stuff a little bit.
And Coach Buff worked with Coach Wells while at UK. There, those two interlapped. So that's that connection. Tell us a little bit about your wife, how you met your wife. I know that's a very cool story. I'm sure you married your wife, Caitlin, now. Yep. Tell us how you met her.
All right. So it was probably seventh grade. And I've actually never told this story, I guess. it was seventh grade. It was before COVID. And you know, I was actually in drama as in middle school. I got a 4% during COVID, but we'll skip that.
Different story for a different
day. And I was in the crowd and there was a play going on. I don't know if it was end of year or end of semester or something. And I saw her up there. I was like, wow, she's very beautiful. And I had to talk to her. I knew my friend, his name's Joey. You know, they knew each other. They were friends. So, you know, when COVID hit, you know, she played games and stuff like on the computer and stuff. And so our friend group, we just kind of like, we got closer and closer. And over COVID, we just really got along. And, you know, she ended up going to online school. So it kind of sucked that we didn't go to the same high school and stuff, but we stayed together. You know, we got married, last July, and, you know, it's been rolling ever since.
So how has she impacted you as a man, as a husband, all of that?
She's very, I don't know if the word stern is the right answer, but she's very, you know, she'll keep me in my place, which I really like. I love her about that. She keeps my head high and she keeps me grounded, I'd say.
That's terrific. We're getting ready to wrap up here on the Kicking It with the Colonels podcast with Cam Jesse. If you could go back, talk to your 5 to 8 year old self, give him some advice, what would you give young Cam that advice of the things you know now?
I'd probably say invest in SpaceX or something like that. I'd probably say to play football earlier. Like we were talking about earlier, I feel like there's so many life lessons that you can learn in football. And not only that, but I would also be a better football player than I am now. Mm-hmm. And to not stress over the little things, because, you know, life is huge and it's very long and extensive. And if you stress over the little things, then you'll get caught up.
Yeah. So I know we talked earlier about your gaming, you know, passion. Yeah. I also heard that you had another side hobby.
Yep.
Rubik's Cube. Yep. Tell us about that.
I mean, ever since I was young, I've known how to solve a Rubik's Cube. I think I lost it for a year or two, like when I was 10 or 11. But then, I picked it back up. And I think it was starting last year, I learned a different method, you know, to solve it faster. Because like I was saying, I like to learn stuff and like to be the best at what I do. And yeah, I've just been solving them ever since.
Well, I think we might have one here.
Yeah.
I think we might.
Let's...
All right, we got to jumble it up. Let's get the timer. Yep. On...
You got to do more than that.
Yeah, it goes more away.
I don't
go the other way.
You do it. It's been 15 years since I touched a Rubik's Cube.
I will say this is not the one that I solved with my feet.
Yeah, he can also solve one by his feet, but we won't make him do that here.
Yeah.
With his feet. Okay.
My hands are sweating. Are we going to time or what? Or no?
Let me find them. Oh, actually, I have my watch. Okay.
All right. Hey, let me inspect it. I won't do anything yet. Let me just inspect it.
Gotcha. All right. I'm ready when you are.
All right. Just whenever I pick up my hands, all right?
Okay.
All right. It's very loud.
ASMR.
I'm kidding. I would talk you guys through how I'm doing it, but
that makes no sense to me.
Yeah. I always thought it was fake when people would solve these.
Yeah, people always come up to me and they're like, oh yeah, it's just a one pattern, right? And I'm like, yeah, sure, it's just one pattern. And you're
done. I can tell you're getting close.
Yeah. Wow. 36 seconds.
What did I say earlier? Just to say, guys, before the podcast started, I said, you know, I've lost some time with my finger, my tendon and stuff. I said 37 seconds is about what it's going to be.
I'm just speechless.
Yeah.
Just speechless. So really, you think because if you don't have the finger injury, less than 30, you think?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I wouldn't say I do it every night, but, you know, every other night or something, I get on this website and like I use my space bar and I'm like this. I'm like, and then I go, and then as soon as I just time it.
Wow.
How long did it take you? How many trial runs did it take you till you think, okay, I got the Rubik's Cube figured out now?
I would still say I haven't got it fully figured out. I mean, there's
Sounds like you do to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a method called CFOP, and I still use the beginner method with that. So I wouldn't say I have it fully figured out, but to have it to the stage I have now, it's definitely taken probably 10,000.
Wow.
That is insane. Well, Cam, best of luck the rest of the year. I know the year is very early on, but best of luck. So happy that you are here at EKU. Happy that you're a captain. Expecting big things from you. Thanks so much for joining us here on the podcast, and it's been great to talk to you again.
Thank you. I had a great time.
All right, that's it. Is linebacker Cam Jesse joining us here on the Kicking It With the Colonels podcast. And we will have more of these coming up here shortly. So be sure to stay tuned with us here on the Kicking It With the Colonels podcast, presented by UK Sports Medicine.